This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wish we could have drunk Cash Medi on, but it's early. If you were drinking at 6:30...
Well, if he was really committed to it, he'd just be up all night doing it.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, if you were drunk this early, Cash Medi, I would be concerned about you. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. And I am sober this morning.
Good. All right. Well, I mean, unfortunately, you are sober. But I guess if you're making...
Doesn't really help the show
if
much.
You're making picks, though, if you're making picks, I want your picks to be lucid, and I want them to be the right picks. And I know that's the goal every week. Cash Medi will pick three games for us today, and I understand you're staying strictly in the college vein this weekend, which I'm all about. College football is going to be insane on Saturday. Cannot wait to plop down and watch these games. What do you like?
Let's start with the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
I'm going to take LSU -5.5. Now, I got that, Monday morning, and I think it's up to 7. But honestly, if you could get -7, I would still play it because everyone knows about LSU's offense. They're number 2 in the nation. They're getting 47 points a game. Now, Georgia's going to counter that with a really good defense. That is 2nd in the nation, only giving up 9.8 points per game. But I believe Georgia hasn't seen an offense like LSU. The best teams that Georgia has played, you know, Florida, Texas A&M, and Auburn, they don't have the explosion that LSU has. They don't play the pace that LSU has. LSU, you know, obviously has most likely the number 1 pick and Joe Burrow at quarterback. They got a trio of receivers that are really good, and Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Terrence Marshall. And I don't know if Georgia can keep up with them, especially because Georgia's offense really struggles and their receiving core is in a lot of trouble in this game. Pinkins, one of their starting receivers, he got suspended. He got in that fight last week. Lawrence Kanger, the other starting receiver, is injured. And with those two injuries or injury and one suspension, Georgia doesn't have a receiver with over 300 yards on the year. So I think what I see in this game is you're going to see LSU's defense play man-to-man and come up and try to stop Georgia's main thing is running the football with DeAndre Swift, the running back who actually is injured and he might not play.
Wow.
But I think they're going to come up with Christian Fulton, who's projected to be a first-round corner. Derek Stingley is a really good freshman corner. I think they're going to play man-to-man, bring up the safeties, stop Georgia's run. And without those receivers, I just don't know if Georgia has the firepower to keep up with LSU.
Yeah, and in a rivalry game, it's always a little nerve-wracking, you know, betting one of these big rivalry games. Not in this case, I feel like this one's kind of a no-brainer for me as well, Cash Money. I took it Monday as well. I took it big on Monday, and I'm rolling with you big time on the LSU pick.
Yeah, and one other thing on LSU is they jump on you early, and if that happens, the game's pretty
Church.
Much, I believe, going to be over. They've scored 321 points to 111 in the first half on teams. So, I mean, they jump on Georgia. They get up early, you know, 10, 14 points. I think it's lights out in that game.
All right.
And that's kind of what I expect.
And then this one's a big spread now. Number 1 Ohio State against Wisconsin, the Big Ten championship game. 16.5 is what I'm seeing Ohio State laying right now. That's a lot of points, but what did you get it at, and where are you leaning here?
Yeah, this one's very interesting. I got it at 13. I mean, I was thinking in my head, anything less than 14, I'm jumping on it. Personally, anything less than 17, after studying the game even more, I would play it. So I would still play it at -16. If it gets over 17 and it gets to 17.5, I'm actually going to play Wisconsin as well and try to middle it.
Yeah, nice.
And I'll have two good numbers at 13 all the way through 17. But Ohio State, I mean, to me, they're going to be considered, if they win it all, as one of the greatest college football teams of all time. I mean, they're number 1 scoring. They're getting 50 points a game at 49.9. They're number 3 in scoring defense, only allowing 11.8. And Wisconsin is basically one-dimensional, and they're going to try to run the football. That's all they can do. Well, Ohio State is 6th in run defense, only giving up 91 yards a game. Ohio State and Wisconsin, the last time they faced each other, Wisconsin had 83 yards rushing on 34 carries, which came out to a 2.4 yards per carry. Then their quarterback, Jake Cohen, I mean, he only threw for 108 yards in that game. So I just don't see where Wisconsin's going to be able to move the football against Ohio State. And then you're also going to be playing in a dome. So I think Ohio State's going to have that speed. I don't think Wisconsin, you know, more built for playing in bad weather, running the football. And I think that, you know, that speed's going to kill Wisconsin. Last time they played each other, a kid named Chase Young had 4 sacks. I'm sure they're going to probably try to adjust to that in some way. But basically, I see almost the same thing in the Ohio State game as I do the Wisconsin or the other game. Is I think Ohio State's just, they got 2 corners that one's going to be projected as a top 10 pick, and then another corner that could probably go in the first round. And I just see that them coming up, playing man-to-man again, stopping Wisconsin's run, and then, you know, forcing them to throw, and Wisconsin doesn't have enough athletes in the passing game to keep this close. I see Ohio State winning by 20-plus points in this one.
Nice. Yeah, I got them at 16. I took Ohio State as well. And then your last one, this one you're not one, you're leaning the Pac-12 championship game. What's your logic behind the Utah-Oregon game?
Yeah, this one I just have a lean is I always feel like the Pac-12 is going to like screw it up and somehow
the refs are going to get you.
Oh, do they always?
Always screw it up.
You know, so like I bet on Oregon at the beginning of the season. I bet on them to make the playoffs. I put like $50 at 10-1,
yeah,
and they blew it for me. And one of the things that I mean, I obviously watched a lot of their games because I was like, hey, they might make the playoffs. They got a good shot. One thing I noticed is I'm not a big fan of their head coach, Mario Cristobal. I feel like game management, he just doesn't do it for me. On the other hand, I'm leading Utah -6.5 here. You know, on the other hand, I really like Kyle Whittingham,
yeah,
and his coaching style. Like, mm-hmm, he always looks like he has his teams prepared and ready. And Oregon is basically a run offensive team, and Utah is number one in rush defense. They're only giving up 58 yards a game. And then on offense, I was kind of surprised when I was looking in the stats. Utah is averaging 36 points a game, which is 14th in the nation. I didn't realize they were that good offensively. They have kind of blown out some teams. They haven't played that tough of a schedule. But, I mean, for them to be that scoring that many points, I was impressed. The one way Utah lost was against USC, and USC's receivers are really good. And they threw a bunch of jump balls, and that was like the thing that Utah couldn't defend. Well, I don't feel like Oregon has those type of receivers. I don't think they get separation like USC's receivers do, and they definitely don't go up and get the ball like USC's receivers do. So I don't see them being able to exploit that. And then I think eventually Oregon's going to be like, okay, we got to go up tempo. We got to score some points here. And I like Utah's defensive line depth where they could rotate guys, so I don't think they'll get tired. And then also the game, I really wanted to bet the under on this game. I just didn't get a good number. It was at 49. I think it's down to 45. The game, I believe, is in San Francisco or somewhere around there, the Bay Area. And it's supposed to be a lot of wind, like 22 miles an hour wind. So if you want to lean, maybe the under on that one. But, yeah, I just had a lean on Utah there because I just – the only reason why we're not going to bet it is I figure the Pac-10 or Pac-12 is going to screw it up and Oregon's going to win and then no one's going to get into the playoff.
Well, listen, if
that'd be right on brand.
If Cash Meddy if Cash Meddy leans it, I bet it. All right, I just put my money in for Utah, dude. Thanks so much, Craig. Always such good analysis, and the picks have been coming in really, really well. Let's keep it rolling this weekend. It's going to be a fun one. We'll catch up with you next week, brother.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
No worries, man. That's the great Cash Meddy on Ben and Woods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.